Well, I'm trying to think. In the last 5 years, I think we got funding eventually after having to go to councillors and get because there was money came from somewhere else. Only then did we get funding, but we were never in the first tranche. This year, the council changed it. The council officials changed the whole process to headline events only, which meant that we were. Before we could have got, I think we got 7,000 the last time. That was a couple of years ago. And now groups that have gone in for this are getting 22, 24, 21, 18. And then the money ran out, apparently.
Yeah, and then Strabane trying to bid for this town of culture status probably makes this decision even more baffling, as your festival is one of the cornerstones of the culture.
Well, baffling is a great word. I'm going to steal that word from you. But I used the word obscene. I mean, how can you apply for a town of culture and cut off one of the biggest cultural events in the town? We're affiliated to the All Ireland Drama Body. We have groups coming from all over Ireland to Strabane. They love it. We're in the Alley Theatre. They love the facilities. They love appearing in Strabane. And we're well known throughout the country as a festival. RTE did a survey, said that GAA was by far the most community involvement. And second only to that was the amateur drama movement in Ireland, way behind, but still second. And it's just been it's ignored by the Derry City District Council, Derry City and Strabane District Council. Omagh and Fermanagh District Council can fund Ennis Young Drama Festival and Carrigmore Drama Festival, which is opening tonight for the All Ireland Confined Finals. But Derry City and Strabane District Council have to have this big competition thing and all the rest of it that the councillors have agreed to it, but the officials came up with it.
And you've mentioned the Alley Theatre there and the fine facilities that exist, but that has been another setback to the festival. The 40th anniversary was meant to take place this year, but was postponed because of the closure?
Yeah, it was. And as I said, because the groups love to come to the Alley Theatre at the present time, we decided the best way to do it was just to postpone. And I mean, there's no considered this. The theatre was closed. They've only just now started work after being closed since September. They've only now just started work on it last week. So that's hopefully it'll be open next March if we can somehow get enough funds to run, including paying the council for the use of their theatre.
And finally, you and the group and the organisers be going to a few councillors and maybe trying to reverse that funding decision, or is it that's been accepted now?
We have done already. There's one councillor who's come back very positive. We're going to Strabane-based councillors. We've heard from one who said he knew about it. He's on that committee, as far as I know, and he was disappointed we didn't get the threshold. I did ask them how that sits with a bit of town of culture, but there was no reply, just that he was disappointed. Councillors, I think, need to look at, they're given things by officials and they just rubber stamp them. They need to look at it, they need to come up with, there are other things needed funding. Other council areas can fund things like this. Why are we not doing it? And we can still be transparent with public money. I got my race bill last week, and it's in euros. It's a couple of grand, and I'm paying for I'm one rate payer, but the rates, it just seems to be what an official can dream up, and the councillor rubber stamp. But the councillors need to take responsibility.